gym that, you know, 99.9% of the guys are, you know, oh, I do this, do that. I just got kind of tired of it and thought I'd put it towards something, put it on paper. And I did a meet a couple years ago, did pretty good, got the elite status at 308. And in November did another one, total, nothing spectacular, total 24, 25. And then, you know, I was getting ready. I just basically did the powerlifting meets in the off season because I played arena football the last, you know, 8 years. Signed a two-year contract in Salt Lake, and the season got canceled. So I had the opportunity to do UPA Nationals April 25th, you know, a time where generally, like I said, last 8 years I was in season. Did good. I won my 308 weight class at the second highest total in the entire national event, total 2502. And, you know, I still feel, once I learn all this gear and I'm still learning the techniques game day, I'm not able to train week in and week out like a lot of these guys in gear and, you know, whatnot. And it went pretty good. I mean, I had a lot left in the tank, I felt like. I don't feel like I've plateaued yet. So I'd like to do another meet, I don't know, September, October. And the only reason I'm waiting so long, I really don't want to do two or three meets here anyway, but I'm kind of putting some time off right now. I'm opening a facility mainly for athletes. But it also be a public, open to the public place. It's, my nickname's Tank. It's called Tank's Training Facility. It's located about 5-10 minutes from St. Louis in my hometown that I was born and raised in Granite City, Illinois, and kind of just been up to that. So that's kind of my main focus right now. Still staying big and strong and all that. But as far as meets, I'm just going to take, you know, a couple months to a few months and just get my raw strength up and focus on getting this business rolling and then try to you know, like I said, September, October, something. I'm shooting for 2,600 is my next goal. I'm really going to, you know, hone in on that and work more in the gear. And all my gear I got is just stock stuff. You know, nothing's custom to me. And I guess these guys that are putting up the big numbers have everything custom made or grid stitched or whatever. I hear so many terms, I don't even know what the heck they're talking about. But I'm going to try to get all that stuff together and hone in on the techniques and not just be a strong guy that says he's strong, but actually get something on paper, you know. So that's what I've been up to.
Now, you did something pretty significant at the 2009 UPA Nationals. You placed top 20 all time for your total. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that, because that's serious.
My buddy Putt Houston, he's kind of a regular on all the websites and powerlifting world, and he's the guy that kind of got me under the monolith, and I still can't figure that out. But, he kind of told me that, and, you know, I think my first comment was just like, that sucks. You know, I don't want to be top 20. I want to be top 3, something like that. And I think, like, I just keep telling myself, and the way I feel is I can be. I don't think it's an unattainable goal. I don't think it's going to take me 5 or 10 years to get there. I think I'm talking about months. And, you know, I read all the logs of the so-called big boys and what they do, and I know my raw strength is just as good, if not better than most of them. It's just, it's a whole nother realm, man, putting one of those squat suits on or the knee wraps and all that. It's just a weird thing. I was under the impression, like I'm sure most of the population is, that you put a bench press shirt on, you instantly bench press 200 more pounds or whatever the number would be, squat suit, you know, instantly squat 1,000 or whatever. That's not the case. It's a whole other learning curve. Putting that on is it's tough. It's more a learning curve than you'd imagine, you know.
Now, you've totaled elite, you've totaled top 20 all time. You're talking about trying to learn the gear. What kind of goals do you have in powerlifting still?
Like I said, a lot of people want to see me branch off and do strongman. I see a lot of these guys' stats, and I've never been a tall guy. I'm only, you know, 6'1", 6'2", on a great day with shoes on. But, you know, I think I got the strength to venture into that. But right now, you know, I just want to learn these three lifts and, you know, get top something, I don't know, top 3, whatever that might be, and, you know, feel like I've put a made a mark on the powerlifting scene, and then either continue or maybe try the strongman. I don't know. I mean, I've lifted heavy since I was 15, you know, way back when I was younger in terrible form. Just, it's always been an interest to see how much I could lift or whatever. And talked about earlier, there's so many guys in my area that, oh, I bench 500, they're benching 500, but they're doing 300, their partners are doing 200, and it's just crap. I mean, I think if you want to be able to do that, you got to do it in the meet, you know, make it official.
Now, what does your normal preparation look like, and does it change at all when you're going into a contest, sort of beyond working with the gear and things like that?
You know, I probably don't get in gear enough. I train about 9 weeks for that nationals, and probably out of those 9 weeks, 4 weeks of it were in gear, and it wasn't daily. It was, you know, once, twice a week, and just, you know, learning curve. I mean, I was on the monolift with stupid weight, like, I think 405, and God help me, I didn't hurt myself, but, you know, I say pick it or whatever. I picked it wrong on balance. I fell backwards almost onto my training partner. So, but my basic split, to answer your question, I think 2002 I played in Jersey, and I met a guy named Joe DeFranco. He probably don't even remember me, but we were on the New Jersey Gladiators, and he was out of Parisi's speed school. And, you know, I was doing an old school basic routine from college and kind of plateauing quick, and I showed it to him. He's like, hey, you need to check this out. This is this West Side stuff, this conduit method, Russian conduit method, and checked it out. And I think I started that in 2003, and, you know, I think 2003 the most I ever walked out of weight was, you know, I don't know, 700 pounds. So I don't even remember. I've looked at my sheets, but after that, you know, my raw strength went up a lot. I mean, I was doing, I don't remember exactly, I'd be lying if I did, but I just remember everything started shooting through the roof. I mean, I started doing a lot of speed work, band work, chain work, all that stuff that I wasn't really familiar with. And I was probably doing a lot of it wrong initially, but, you know, I just kind of honed in on that. And I love the split, the days, you know, I do work and I do not. It gives me a lot of rest. And, you know, so to answer your question, I usually do, I don't know, the next one I'll probably take more time and get under the monolift more. And my deadlift just sucks. I've never deadlifted my whole life. I've always been told from strength coaches, you know, deadlifts are terrible on your back. Only hang cleans, only Olympic lifts. And I was pretty good at all those Olympic lifts. But the last, I think, year and a half, I've been working on deadlifts. And I think I pulled, my last pull was like 758 maybe. But I got called for hitching or arrested on the thighs or something. So that's something that everyone tells me. My deadlift needs to be, you know, in comparison to my squat, I should be an 800-pound deadlifter quick. So that's something. That's one of my main goals, to get my deadlift up at. And my buddy Putt was telling me to get in a canvas squat suit or something. And, you know, that's another thing. He said, instantly I'll squat 1,100 pounds. So I don't know. I feel like, just like I said earlier, getting in the right gear and just training for the meet next time, I think my totals could go up quite a bit, you know.
And you're interested in doing this for the long run, to see sort of where you can go and, you know, compete with the all-time best, aren't you?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think it, you know, now that I'm owning my own facility, I think it ties in real well and shows people, you know, that I kind of do know what I'm talking about. If you want to get stronger, I got my athletic background too, to where, you know, if you need to get faster or whatever. But yeah, long run, yeah, I'd like to do it. You know, God's blessed me to where I've never been injured, stitches, broken anything, nothing. So I'd like to do it for a long time. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just, you know, I am 31, but really I've just got started the last year and a half doing meets. So from what I heard, everyone says you really start to get that true, like, strength, man strength, whatever you may call it, at about the age of 35. So, you know, if I peak in the next 3 or 4 years, I think I could do really well.
And in terms of rating your performance so far, are you disappointed? Are you satisfied, but you want more? How does that feel right now?
Well, I'm definitely not disappointed. I just, like I said, I know there's room for improvement. And I know, like I said, when I look at other people's logs, you know, how they post them or hear what other guys are doing, this, that, and the other, and I know what I do, that I should be a lot higher than what I am. So it's just, like we talked about, it's just learning the gear, understanding what to do, and just doing it, you know, doing it on game day, per se.
Now, you play college football. How do you think that background, that sort of really athletic background, translates into powerlifting?
I think it translates really well, except for what we just talked about. I mean, Coach Detman, he's a hell of a strength coach at University of Wisconsin, where I went. But they were very, very negative on deadlifts, and that might just be because of the form. I mean, there's a lot of form in the deadlift, and they were more on the Olympic list. The hang cleans were huge with us, and that was something I got pretty good at. But I think it definitely helped my background. Like I said, I lifted heavy forever, and being a nose guard, you got to be a plugger. You got to be able to push, you know, 500, 600, 700 pounds left, right, up the middle, everything, and just plug the hole, you know, not give up any ground. And I think that really helped me, all my leg drive and all that, with my squats and all that stuff.
And do you see sort of football and powerlifting as maybe just different facets of the same thing, or are they, you know, sort of very different for you in the way that they fill needs and interest you and things like that?
I think for me, for my position, nose guard, especially in college pretty much, but especially in arena, the majority of nose guards were pluggers, push the pile back, you know, push the pile, push the center, fullback back into the quarterback's lap. It fit perfectly. Football in general, I think it's okay. I think it's good to be strong, but it's a running sport. You definitely, you can't just do three lifts and play football or you'll just fail. You got to have all facets, you know, running, agility, stretching, strength, speed, all, you know, everything. You can't just do three lifts like you do in powerlifting. You got to do everything.
In terms of arena football, for people that maybe aren't following it, haven't been able to keep up with that, what is the status of that going forward? Is it going to happen anymore?
Well, it sucked. You know, I had a good year the last couple of years in Salt Lake City, and I kind of got rewarded. I signed a really good contract, and it was really nice. We had a lot of players in our league getting paid really good money, and everything was rolling fine. I mean, I thought I would have played two more years, and I think right around Christmas, rumors started going around. Season's going to be canceled. Economy was really bad, and everyone knew that. And we got the announcement there, folding the season, closing the season. And they promised they're coming back 2010, and I've seen a lot of talk. But honestly, my fallback plan is this facility. It's something that I've been saving up for and wanting to do for years, and something I was going to do after football anyway. So I had a really good opportunity, and I kind of jumped on it. But to answer your question, if arena football does come back, I'm definitely interested in playing. I'd love Salt Lake City. I'd love to play back there. But, like I said, with the economy closing, I'm pretty sure they're going to be wanting everyone to take pay cuts. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Let me just leave it at that. We'll just have to wait and see what everyone's talking about, when and if they do come back. But I'm definitely interested in playing another year or two.
Now, you mentioned that this has given you the opportunity to sort of have the time to open up your own facility. I think that's something that most people are interested in. You know, they can relate to that. What about that sort of, for you, works now? Why your own gym? Talk about the type of gym and who you want in there, and go from there.
You know, I've trained since about 99 to 2000, right around when I was getting ready to wrap up college. Coach Detman let me work out some of the athletes up there, you know, right before I was leaving. And, you know, when I got home during seasons of football, I was training a lot of people, and it kind of grew, you know, 5 people turned into 10, 10 into 15, 15 turned into some teams, turned into some college teams. And I'm sitting at training a lot of individuals now, and a lot of college teams, high school teams, and it got to the point to where I just, you know, I needed my own place to continue it to grow. And, you know, it's only, I can't picture myself sitting at a desk and wearing a suit and a tie. I'm not that type of person. The only thing I could picture myself doing is that. And I jumped on it, and my facility is great. We got a bunch of turf and a bunch of room with cardio equipment, weights, big dumbbells, everything. It's very, it's kind of weird. It doesn't fit the powerlifting persona. It, hold on just 1 second, please. It doesn't really fit the powerlifting persona. It's more of like an upscale, kind of like a, I don't know, more for like upscale clients and stuff like that. And you know, I'm pretty excited. I'm very excited.
You know, it seems that there's a need for gyms, you know, sort of in everybody's neighborhood or everybody's city.
Oh, yeah.
That are just different than what people have had before. They're tired of Gold's Gym. They're tired of 24-hour fitness. A lot of people can't do CrossFit, they can't do the movements, and so they need something that's, you know, more personal. Does that make sense in terms of what you're trying to do?
It does. We have a couple commercial gyms in our area, and I mean, God bless the people, but you walk in and the trainers have no idea what they're talking about. They get their workouts out of, you know, a muscle building magazine, a Flex Mag or what have you, and I don't know. There's not a lot of hands-on learning there, and I'm trying to, you know, every time I play arena ball, I usually have a different strength coach, so I get a different philosophy or a different point of view, and from college, learning a lot there, and just from my own training. So, and then, you know, I've surrounded myself by great people, and having them help me out and work there too. It is going to be a different place. There's not anything like it in my area that has the, you know, the turf and the cardio equipment I have, and whatnot. So I'm really excited to start this up. I should be up in the next few days. So it's exciting, you know, very exciting.
I'm not sure. I think that about covers everything. If there's a website or anything you want to plug, maybe your training log, something like that, why don't you go ahead and leave that for the listeners?
Yeah, you know, right now, I don't have a website or anything like that up, but I have a gentleman I train. There's another deal. I train this guy, his kid's son. He's a monster. He's ranked in the nation. He's only a 13-year-old kid. His father's really good with computers, and he's doing all that for me. So eventually I will have one, and I'll get back with you guys and plug that, let you guys check out, see some pictures. But it's a different kind of place. I think you guys will be pretty appreciative of what I'm doing.
Well, Chris, we definitely appreciate the time, and congratulations, and good luck in the future.
Thanks, Luke. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care.